Heresy, which is a heavy word, but it basically just means an error in explaining what the church teaches, does not usually come out of some invention that's untrue. It usually takes a truth about God and the faith and takes it too far to one extreme or the other, or it doesn't consider another truth that balances and puts context around the teaching. And so it is with today's gospel, which casts a good light on the idea of universal salvation. Now, universal salvation, the idea that everybody is saved and that nobody ever goes to hell, is based on the idea that we have a God who desires that every person be saved and who has infinite mercy. It's also based on the fact that the church has never said that any one person is in hell, because the church does not have the authority or the ability to judge souls. That belongs to God alone. The church can judge actions and guide people in right living, and the church has the right to bind and loose people of their sins, but not to judge souls and to say that a person has fallen short of the glory of God. However, that's not to say that every person, therefore, goes to heaven, because that goes against not only what the church has taught consistently, but also what Jesus himself says, who is the font of all mercy. And we look at today's gospel. You have 10 virgins who are basically the bridesmaids representing the church, and they're waiting for the bridegroom to come. In Jewish weddings, the bridegroom would often come from a long way, and he would be greeted by these bridesmaids who would have lit lamps and bring him into the wedding feast. They had one job, to have their lamps full and lit so that they could bring the bridegroom in. They didn't know when the groom would arrive. They didn't have GPS, obviously, or cell phones, and they couldn't get an ETA, so you had to be ready all the time. And five of them did. Five of them had plenty of oil. They were keeping their wicks trimmed, and they were ready for the moment when the bridegroom would arrive, when the cry would go up that he had come. But five were not. Five just assumed that they could take care of it when the time came. Much like those who say that they'll take care of their faith life at the hour of their death, not knowing when that hour is going to come. And so, the bridegroom does come at an hour when they're not expecting him. So the five wise virgins go out and they meet him, they bring him in, and they enjoy that wedding feast, symbolic of the kingdom of heaven. Five others were not prepared, and they scramble trying to get themselves prepared. But when they show up at the door, Jesus says that the bridegroom does not say, representing him, "Come on in anyway, because my mercy is everlasting." He says, "No, you weren't ready when I came, and I don't recognize you, so you're locked outside." So how do we reconcile that with the idea that God's all merciful? Well, because God is all merciful and he's also all just. If there's any point when we find that our oil is empty, that we have broken our lamp beyond repair, God is always going to help us to rebuild everything. We are not a sum of our sins of the past. We are able at any point during our life to turn back to God and to receive his forgiveness and his grace, to relight our lamps. But when he comes into our lives for that particular judgment, at the hour of our death, then it's time for justice. When he looks at our life and decides, did we really know him? Does he recognize us at the gates? Or were we too busy with other things that we turned our back on him? And at that time, it won't be that he throws us out of the kingdom of heaven. God does not cast anyone into hell. It would be that we never bothered to get through the gate. We freely chose to remain outside during our life. So we have a God who's all merciful, but also one who's all just. The good news is we all still live in time, and we are all able to turn back to God at any point and to have that lamp repaired and refilled over and over again. And how do we fill it? Well, not only with the sacrament of reconciliation, which repairs damage done, but then, of course, with the Mass. which fills us to overflowing with oil, because it's the great gift of God Himself. Anytime we put some other pursuit before Sunday Mass, we're telling God that the most important thing is not being prepared for His coming. We also do it through daily prayer. How does God recognize us if we spend time with Him? We recognize those that we spend time with by knowing Him through study and understanding who He is, especially through the Scriptures, by really listening to what is read when we come to Mass. And finally, by our good works, by helping those around us to find the source of oil. Because when we do that, we're leading other souls to Christ and being an instrument of Christ's mercy through us. He says that for the person who helps somebody avoid a sin and turn back to Him, they cancel out a multitude of their own sins. So these simple things are the things that help us to be prepared to stay in good relationship with God through the reconciliation, to fill that lamp with oil through prayer and good works, and to eventually meet our Lord prepared with a lamp that is burning bright to show our face forward to the Lord, the face that He's come to know, and we've come to know Him. And we can spend eternity then with the God that we knew, love, and serve in this life, and we can be happy with Him forever in the next.